of you.
No, no, I'm not drunk. So I'm angry.
Angry all the time, girl. Why? What is wrong with you?
Thank you for calling. No one is currently available to take your call. Please leave a message.
I will definitely leave a voicemail message for that goddamn nigger. I say, fuck you. This Negro is never goddamn on time. That is what's wrong with today's community and everybody else in the world.
So what show are we doing today, Mr. Cosby?
We are doing the recap of The Walking Dead, the latest episode. I am your host, Bill Huxtable Cosby.
Oh no! Samantha, hide your vagina.
What?
Not only hide your vagina, but hide your penis too, CJ. That's right.
Oh no!
Yo,
Wayne, you better hide your sweaters. I'm coming for them, brother. Right.
What do you put in this pudding?
But sometimes infidelity is not a bad thing, but when you want to put your pudding pop in the pudding, you know.
The Walking Cosby, people.
That's right. Walking Cosby is black, bitches. That's right. Who wants free jello shots?
Crosby?
Who wants jello shots?
I'd love
Roofie jello.
Goddamn right. TJ, my man, Chicago Jonathan.
Your voice is gonna be so fucked up.
It's already fucked up, Wayne, because I'm high right now. I am high as a motherfucking kite, let me tell you, my brother.
My brother.
Sammy getting off line. See, that's what's wrong with today's youth.
Well, she said she was pissed, so maybe that explains it.
She's pissed because my raping ass is online right about now. You know, I'm doing what I gotta do. You feel me?
You feel you? No, I think a lot of other people have been feeling it.
They've been feeling a lot of me, my man Wayne, you know. Mainly the touch of my pudding pop, but you know, hey.
Allegedly for you.
It ain't allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
It's
we'll
true.
Like that.
It's damn true.
Hello?
Oh,
that vagina is back on the air, and I can't wait to get into The Walking Dead with her all.
Yes. Let's talk about something good, please.
Good.
I don't know if it was good, but it sure was boring.
Was it good? Was it bad?
It was pretty goddamn boring. And
yes,
I was
thank you, Mr. Cosby.
You're very welcome, unlike that ungrateful son of a bitch phenomenal one who thinks everything is good. I hated it all. I thought it was boring, and I thought Daryl was a little bitch.
Thank you. The Megan Daryl.
Yes, he was.
He's getting, you know what? I think Mr. Cosby could bend Daryl over and fuck him at the moment because Daryl.
You know what? I had a time back in 89 when he was about 15. That booty was just about ripe for the right age, but you know, I had a nice piece of vagina on the side, so you know, he didn't wait around too long. He was a smart boy. I don't know what happened to him.
Did you get with his baby brother, Mel? Or his older brother?
Oh, Marlita. Me and Marlita were hitting the streets of the towns every day. I cannot believe it, man.
I didn't think Mel would hang out with a black man like you, Bill.
You know, the thing is, you just gotta have the right amount of drugs on you, and you know, he's all up for it, my friend.
You taught him everything he knew, I reckon.
Taught him everything to do about hating these niggers out there.
Yeah, that's the real Clinton.
You goddamn right, because the problem is today's black community, they don't know what's good for them.
Well, yes, people, this apparently is The Walking Dead. I'm one of your hosts, I am Wayne.
And I'm Chicago John.
I guess that's it. I guess no one else is here besides us and Bill. Sammy, once again, has been kicked off. I don't get what the hell is wrong with her connection. Her connection's playing up, I think.
That's probably why she's so pissed off right about now.
Your voice is going, actually.
Don't you worry about me, Wayne. I've smoked a lot of reefer in my life. And, you know, when you're a Negro, you
When I'm a Negro?
I'm just telling you, my man, Wayne, you're looking pretty hot right about now. I like that wolf. I'd like to ride it. Probably take it on a pony ride. You get my drift, Wayne, man, my man.
No, it's not a pony, so no.
Okay, well, we can make it into a pony if you feel me. Fucks with your boy, Wayne. Fucks with your boy.
No one fucks with my boy. What was his latest tonight. Episode, Mr. Cosby, anyway? Do you remember the name of it? So
I don't remember the name. I think it was something like Consumed or Confused or Boring as Hell. It was one of them. I know it was something like this. You know, this takes me back to a time back in about 93 when I was hosting my great TV show. You know, the funny thing is someone asked me a question about the show. It's like, did we ever cook any soul food on there? And I said no. Everything we did on that show was white. That's how we stayed on air for 72 years. But anyway, see, the thing is about this show and why it keeps on going is because there's a lot of white people in here. You feel me? And all the Negroes in here are very conspicuous. You see that? Conspicuous. You would have S up in the middle of that. That's right, CJ. Pick up a dictionary, young man. Wayne, since you're white, you don't need it. You get hooked on phonics. We can teach the youth out there, CJ Wayne. Goddamn boy, why is your name CJ anyway? You black people with all your acronyms and your initials and all this bullshit, you know. I'm just saying. The world's got enough niggers in the world and you don't need one more. I'm just saying.
Oh Lord.
I'm just saying.
What would you have made out of, Mr. Tyrese in this episode and,
Tyrese Sasha. Was a bitch, like always, I'm telling you, oh my god. Sasha, you know what, the problem with Sasha is that she's a nice piece of black chocolate poon. I would love to get up in that, but she's a little too old for me right about now, you know, I'm just saying.
Hey, she should be the right girl for you, I mean, especially at the end of this episode, all knocked out, nice and passed out.
Oh, I loved it.
Stupid can she fucking be?
She not only is she stupid, Wade, but I would never hit a bitch. I would drug them. There's a difference. I would drug them. My problem with Sasha in this episode is that she's crying over a man that she dated for 2 episodes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't see what the fuck the problem was about, to be honest.
Bob was a drunken dickhead, and she knew him for days. And, oh, I was in love with him. No, you weren't.
We never even seen them do anything, kiss or nothing, except for one goddamn episode.
You sound like Goofy now, Mr. Cosby.
I've been drinking, man. Don't worry about that. But, I'm just saying, they never even shared a pudding pop together, let alone went on a date together. You know, you feel me? You feel me?
No, I don't feel you. I hear a lot of other people do, but.
You can feel me if you want to, Wayne. I don't mind if you do, you pretty sexy Australian motherfucker. You.
I'll be there in 2 seconds, guys. I'm getting off my phone and onto a computer, so I'll be able to stay on.
That might work.
Why don't you hurry it up? I'm just saying. That's what's wrong with today's youth. I'm just saying.
Too much technology, Mr. Cosby?
Too much technology with your iPhones and your iPics and your Snapchats and all of that. Yeah, bullshit. Why don't you just talk to a person face to face before you get them in the room and you have a nice little sit down conversation with them?
I'd have to ask you about a certain woman that, Mr. P1 loves, Rosita, in this episode. She was looking pretty damn fine. I know P1's.
Rosita is a Mexican immigrant, which I know that P1 loves it because they're just easier to get, but you know, you have to understand something is that the Mexicans are like, you know, like water. There's some for everyone and none for everyone.
What, dirty?
You feel me? She was looking pretty sexy and sassy.
Oh, she's looking sexy. Cutting up her sleeves and shit. Oh, damn.
And plus, she has a nice, right body size. Makes her look 15.
Oh, Lord.
It's all perfect up here, baby. I love it. I don't know about Ronald McDonald's big ass, but, you know, someone's got to be hitting it, and it damn sure would be me.
Well, what about Maggie? I mean, my girl. I still love Maggie. She's trying to get Abraham's ass into gear, and he ain't listening.
Maggie is always making these faces like she has to take a shit in the episode. I don't know what's wrong.
Hey, she can take a shit on me anytime. I wouldn't care. She's gross.
You know, I wouldn't mind putting my pudding pop up for brown stinker, but you know, I'm just saying, she's always making these weird looking faces, like the sun is always in her fucking eye or something. You know, it's a little weird. She's sexy as fucking photos, don't get me wrong. I mean, she could lose a couple of ages off that, you know, years of ages she got, but you know, I'm just saying. Sammy, how old are you now, young darling?
How am I? I could be better, Mr. Cosby. I definitely could be better.
How old you are. See, that's the problem with today's youth is they don't listen. I said, how old are you? I didn't say, how are you?
Oh,
How old am I? I'm 25, Mr. Cosby.
You too goddamn old. Never mind.
I'm too old for youth there, but I'm not too old for the older man than I. What? Okay, so The Walking Dead, you guys.
Well, when you take your clothes off, maybe you send it on to me then. You know what I'm saying?
I think you have enough trouble yet, Mr. Cosby, without any other issues you need at the moment.
Hey, you shut your goddamn mouth! I will worry about my old problems.
You're telling a guy to shut his mouth for once. Gee, that's a different change.
OJ could get off, then I could get off. I should be just okay. You feel me?
I think you've scared Sammy off again, Mr. Cosby.
That's okay. The bitches always come back.
The roofie just kicked in, that's all.
I'm trying to remember this episode. You know what? It was so uneventful, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It was dull.
I mean, you start off in the beginning with Bob Stokey and, at the church.
Bob Stokey's dead.
I mean, not Bob Stokey. God damn it. What's the preacher name?
Nigger.
you start off with the preacher and they're at the church and they're all like fortifying the house and this man running around. Looking at writings on the wall. I think Mr. Coffee used to live in that house because they see you'll burn for this. So that must have been all his fans.
It's possible.
These were all my people from the Cosby Show. The preacher, that was my son from the Cosby Show. If you people remember him, that was Malcolm Jamal O'Neill Warner. Oh.
Sounds like you're drowning.
Yeah, so he. You know, then he goes in the house, and he goes back in the church, start cleaning off the blood. Was that blood he was cleaning off?
I was trying to work out what the hell that was.
Yes, it was. It was blood from when Rick and them shot those motherfuckers that tried to rape them. He was having an orgasm of seeing all the blood in a church, because everybody knows a church is holy, and it should be where you do your sins of God.
Yeah, because no sins would ever be caused in a church. No, never.
I don't know. There was this one time where we was on a church set and I ended up fucking my wife Camille in the back of the preacher's room. If you know, sometimes, you know, you don't want to get in trouble, but infidelity is a hell of a thing. It's a beautiful thing now.
How old are you now, Mr. Cosby, anyway?
I'm about 83 years old. Yes.
I'm actually going to check that out.
Yes. It's a beautiful life, yeah.
It's a beautiful... You're pretty close.
I'm close enough, Wade. It doesn't matter how you look, what's your age, it's about how you feel and who you're putting it in.
Well, I'm not putting it in anything, so I'm quite unhappy.
You can put it in me, my main man. I got you.
And get out of it.
Right. And then, you know, after that whole scene, you know, you go into the next scene where you see Rosita.
Ooh,
and you see Teen Hottie Tutati.
Maggie.
Maggie and all of them. You see, Big Red out there pouting all day.
You know, I thought that some of the parts could have been interesting, but every time it went back to Beth, it was just slower.
I mean, I know Beth's probably about your right age, but Beth is just such a boring fucking character.
I actually Googled her. She's a little bit too old for me.
Yeah, in real life, she's about 27 or something.
Yeah, she's pushing like Sammy's age.
But she still has that young look to her, but she just, her character is so dull, and the whole hospital scene is just, I don't know, they've got to get this shit over and done with quickly, I think, because it's
not. They need to take care of her stitches. What's up with her stitches? Oh my god.
She got punched in the head and...
The bitch looks like a clicker from The Last of Us. Oh.
Pretty much.
She's fucking transforming. And you know, I thought the parts with Rick were very interesting, but then they had a little scallywag bitch with them named Daryl. Oh,
Daryl got pussied out and Rick had to save his ass yet again.
And the thing is, Rick was ready to kill everybody in there. But like P1 said a couple of weeks ago, this group is holding him back now, which I don't get. I just don't get it. It was confusing the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, Rick's idea was just to go in there and kill everybody and get his people out. And then Tyrese, He was like, oh no, 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 we should just go ahead and, just kidnap people. And then
the crazy one that shot him, he was gonna shoot him, but then Daryl said, no, don't do it. And I was like, Daryl, you fucking bitch! You are a bitch!
Mer would not be happy with your baby brother.
And then when the ending of the show came and then the bitch got away, I was like, Rick was right. He should have shot all of them, but they're so stupid.
I was just upset at the ending when they didn't play that little Benny Hill music at the end. Go, because that's all I was waiting to hear.
This just proves once again, what would Shane have done? He would have killed him.
Oh,
God. He would have fucking killed him, and Rick should have listened to what Shane would have done. He should listen to his
father. Anyway, let's go back to what's happening now. you son of a bitch.
I think Sammy is jacking off. I don't know, but it looks like it's just rotating back and forth. It's like, oh.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
Playing with our meat cleavers or meat curtains.
I thought the show was pretty bullshit,
last week. It was a pretty dull episode. It wasn't a shit episode. It just had nothing going for it.
I think it was boring, but it also did some things that pissed me off, such as the Daryl, the whole Rick not killing things. And I could have sworn a season or two ago, they wanted Rick to murder people, and now all of a sudden they got soft and they don't want him to. Make up your fucking minds, people. What do you want the man to do? I mean, easily, these people are a threat. Fucking murder them.
Didn't you learn from this past season, like, you don't leave the people alive. You gotta just wipe them out. You know, cause they're gonna come back for revenge. Everybody gonna come back for revenge. Everybody that they attacked have came back for vengeance. Who hasn't came back for vengeance?
Become a bitch too all of a sudden? He was bloodthirsty and now all of a sudden he's like, you gotta give the pastor a chance. And it's like, oh.
I think he's just trying to teach him how to fight. I don't think Carl's pussied out yet. Daryl certainly has. Tyrese, my God, needs to get some balls. And Sasha needs to get a fucking brain for letting. Why would you turn your bloody back on a guy, even though he might have his hands tied behind his back? You don't do that. You don't know the guy.
Stupid. Why is she crying over a nigga she only dated for a day? That's what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, that is pretty stupid.
That is pretty fucking stupid. I don't get it. I mean, I understand that the show is trying to give some character background, but, we didn't see any of these bitches dating. We didn't see them share a pudding pop or a pudding tootsie roll or any kind of jello shot Fat Albert pudding or anything like that. No, no, no. It was just them two talking and talking, and now the bitch is bloodthirsty of crying over him so bad that she can't kill a motherfucker, but she can beat the fuck out of a chair.
What the hell was that? Why the hell were they trying to board up the church?
It's already boarded up.
Exactly. It's boarded up as it is.
They wanted to extra protection because of Judith. That's essentially what I thought it was.
You are correct, main man, Sammy.
Yeah, but what's the point? She's a baby. They ain't gonna do nothing.
The walkers would eat discriminately. They don't care.
Michonne's there to guard
him. Because Michonne can take on a herd of walkers.
She has
before. I'm surprised they just didn't leave Tyrese behind because he's been nothing but a fucking babysitter anyway.
They should have left him behind because if they left him behind, they wouldn't be in this shit they're in now.
No, they should have left Daryl behind. They should have just left Daryl behind and Rick would have murdered them all. Rick should have just went on his own. There you go. That's all I'm saying. It would have been a lot more interesting, but you know what? I still have hope for next week. Maybe Daryl will be out the picture, and then, you know, you remember the Photoshop for Kodak printed? Kodak photos?
No, Kodak, I know what you're talking about, Mr. Cosby. But no, Daryl, they've got to do something about him. His character needs to toughen up, because he's really starting to lose me. He's starting to lose me.
It was pretty cool that he killed that guy with, he hit the guy upside the head with
The thing is, Rick still had to save him, even then.
Yeah.
And then he didn't even want Rick to shoot him. I don't get it.
I don't get that either. They should have fucking shot him. I really believe Rick should have just fucking shot him. Cause they would have saved themselves so much fucking drama. if they would have just allowed him to do so. There's what they're showing now is Rick's decisions to kill people are correct.
You know, and you're right, Sammy, and I have a feeling that they're all going to have a revelation that Rick's desire to kill people is wrong in this show, and that's what pisses me off about this season so far. Oh.
Why? Why would they do that? Rick makes the best decisions for the group all
because
the time.
Every time
he's
Rick
never
makes
been wrong.
Decision, every time Rick makes a decision, it gets questioned every season. His decision gets questioned every season. Rick is damned if he does, damned if he don't. He does something in season two, he gets graded for it. Season three doesn't do anything, he gets shit for it. Season four, he's in the middle, gets shit for it. This season's killing people, he gets shit for. I mean, he's damned if he do, damned if he don't.
And like I said too, they need to kill these people because everybody they let go have came back to try to hurt them again. The governor, the cannibals. Now the cops, they can't let they gotta kill them all.
Even if the two cops that they arrested first were nice, this third one that almost killed Daryl was a pain in the ass and they should have just killed him. He looked like Ronald McDonald's brother. I don't know. He just looked like whatever that guy's Abraham, just a little bit to me. I don't know if anyone else caught that. Just a big smuggy looking motherfucker that you just needed to put down.
No. I didn't see the resemblance at all, but okay.
I'm high right now. No.
He looked like that. I thought he could have been a Key or Peele. You know, Key or Peele could have did a skit with him.
No, you're talking about that black guy. Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah. All you niggers look alike. Oh.
What about the fishing scene, Mr. Cosby?
Oh, that was stupid. Oh.
That was so dumb.
But you know what was great about this episode is that Rosita got some lines in there. My baby girl, my baby O'Neal. She got some lines, and it was amazing. It was a beautiful thing. Seeing her get all wet and dirty, it kind of got me. It gave me a little boner. I'm not going to even lie.
I was wishing they were going to show a flashback, though, of how she met up with Abraham. Because when she started talking, I thought, oh, mate, they actually might go into some detail. Not interesting enough.
You could tell Sammy has brushed her hair before she's got on here because it looks so silky and purty.
Oh, thank you, but I didn't.
Oh, well, then, you nappy-headed hoe, you need to go brush it then.
It's the P1. I think we need P1 back eventually because Mr. Cosby, I think Mr. Cosby, he's a bad influence on people.
He's a bad
Mr. P1, I've already got raped. He sleeps soundly right about now. Oh.
Even with this episode, why the hell wasn't it was Crossed? Was that the name of the episode? You agree with this, Sammy?
Hold on. Yeah, it was Crossed.
Oh, there we go. See, I actually knew this stuff.
It's kind of like the time back in 73 with my man Malcolm Jamal Warner. He crossed me, and then I had to put the boy down.
Yeah, I would love to see Bill. Maybe Bill Cosby should join Rick in this group. I don't think
I could give them all new outfits and hand them a pair of sweaters here and there. It'd be a beautiful thing.
Everyone would be warm, that's for sure.
Everyone would be warm. They'd be cool and educated. It wouldn't be those stupid little big niggling babies running around. You feel me? Let me in then.
I think there'd be a lot of babies running around if Bill Cosby was on the set. He'd be fucking anything that had legs.
Now, see, I resent that way just because I might have allegedly slept with a couple of women in my days. That doesn't mean that I'd be doing it in the dead zone. It's a beautiful thing, though.
Where do you think we're going to go from here? I mean, is someone going to die in the mid-season finale? Or it's going to be the same shit they're going to...
I'm telling you right now, my penis would die if Sammy would just hurry up and sit on it. I'm just like, oh.
I thought I was too old.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, the heart wants what it wants and the pudding pop needs what it needs, you know. Oh.
Put your hair in the pigtails.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Just because he sounds like he's going to die soon.
he sounds like he's going to die soon.
I'm about 83. What do you expect? The heart was what it was.
Well, he's actually 77, but okay, close enough.
Wait, goddamn, whatever, man. I don't need to know my goddamn age. He's not putting age, ain't number, but a number, just like.
Hey, P1, Sammy's got a pussy in their hands.
Oh, my God. Oh, a black pussy. No.
You know someone wants to shave the pussy.
Oh, God. Someone put that nigger down. Oh, God.
Well, I'm trying to trying to think, what else the hell can we even talk about this episode? We've talked about the whole Beth bullshit, Daryl being a pussy, wanting to be a badass, and no one letting him.
Yeah, if you notice that Rick is barely getting any screen time this season.
Which is so sad, because he deserves more screen time, because he's the only one who makes any goddamn sense in this goddamn show now. Daryl's a fucking bitch. Michonne's fucking sitting there like, oh, are you okay? What the fuck is that? And fucking Carl just like, yeah, it's okay, Dad. I won't fucking fight you to come with you, even though I would be of assistance.
Glenn's really still being a bit helpful.
No, he's not.
He's not. He's fucking too busy fucking, fish catching.
I'm not gonna lie, though. There was a moment in the show I thought Glenn was gonna fuck Rosita. I don't know if you guys caught it, but they were having a nice little smoochy smooch smiley moment. Oh.
I tell you, he wouldn't want to, because Maggie, I think, would beat the shit out of his little fucking Chinese ass for months and months.
You know what? As much as I'd hate to say that, I kind of agree with you, Wayne. I think she'd pull a goddamn Lionel Richie's wife on him. Oh,
look, she was ready to shoot fucking Abraham and without even hesitation.
That's because she was protecting her investment in that vagina of that woman, Rosita. Oh.
No, I don't think she's got the hearts of Rosita. I just think she's trying to be... Yeah. Maggie's almost becoming the leader of that little group.
Maggie's been the leader since day one. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. But they're finally showing it more.
Glenn is kind of a bitch. Tara is just in the background, not doing nothing but playing with yo-yos, which he should be playing with a dildo, but that's just me. Oh.
She doesn't go with dildos. Remember, she's a lesbian.
It doesn't matter. It's just a tingling sensation that goes up in your vajayjay. Oh. Fair right, Sam. I mean, am I right? Come on.
You are right.
Thank you. Right. You're going to put that pussy up there a little bit later.
Well, what else was there to talk about in this show, guys? I am literally... It was just an uneventful fucking thing. I mean...
Yeah, it was just a setup.
So, it really was.
One positive thing I have to say is I loved how the zombies looked when they were laying on the ground. I've said this loved about it. This season. This season has had some of the best looking zombies I've seen in all 5 seasons. Oh.
Napalm zombies are the best zombies. I don't care what anyone says. They are amazing.
They look like savvy so people good. On a hot white person burning Indian day. Oh.
That's pretty fucking bad.
That's pretty bad, but you're the one fucking laughing here.
Wait, don't tell me you're becoming Daryl and getting soft on me, my nigga.
I can't help it.
Wait, don't tell me you're becoming Daryl and getting soft on me, my nigga. Come on now.
You have a soft motherfucker.
Come on now. You was hitting blowbacks with me about 23 years ago, I remember, and we were smoking pipes.
How fucking old do you think I am, you piece of shit?
Oh, man, wait, don't lie to these people anymore.
How old are you, Wayne?
I'm 77 years old. There you go. Just like Bill.
He's pushing about 42.
Fuck off.
Wayne is 42?
Yeah, I'm 40. Yeah, that's right.
With age comes wisdom, my darling.
No, it doesn't. I know many fucking idiots that are over 40 years old. Most of them are idiots. Look at Daryl. He's 40. He's an idiot.
He's just soft and a bitch now. That's all that is. And if it makes you feel any better, Sammy would fuck you if he was 40 to 60. It doesn't matter. She's there for you.
No, you gotta have limitations with age, I think.
I don't think Sammy needs to have limitations. Don't be messing up my game here, Wayne.
No, I don't have limitations. You got the money. I got the time.
Oh, so 80-year-old?
Oh, she's a prostitute. Bill Cosby.
I prefer sex worker, thank you.
Well, let me send you my PayPal. Oh.
I'm dead.
Everybody thinks I consensually touched that girl, but she got a nice check out of it. Let's just,
See, it's anything for money, people. That's what women can do. Anything for money.
Shit, I would too. Oh.
Everyone has a price, Wayne. You're sitting here, you're judging me? Like, oh my god, we could pay you money.
I would, Sarah Jessica Parker? No. You could give me $1 million and I wouldn't go near that fucking horse.
Oh, you see, whatever.
There was a time back in 95 when I drank a little too much and I saw a horse and I might have caressed its backside, but that's as far as it went. That's about as far as it went. Oh.
I didn't have a measuring contest with the horse.
Well, you see, though I hate all the niggers in the world, I'm still packing as a nigger, you know what I'm saying?
Your voice is, you're never gonna be doing a show the rest of the week, man. Your voice would be so fucked.
See, the thing about being an entertainer such as me for the past decade or two or four or five or however long it's been, my man Wayne, is we never die. You know, our legacy just lives on and on and on until we impregnate a bitch and give her one of our sprouts. You know what I'm saying? Right, back me up, CJ. You know something about that now.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I kept my pudding top lid on. Thank you very much.
Really? Really? How old is she now?
I don't know who you're talking about, Sam.
Really? Because I think she's about two and a half now.
I don't even know. Right? No.
No? No? You didn't even send her a birthday present, did you?
My friend, let me give you some child support advice. My friend, you might want to change your name and move to a different state. Oh. I've done it on 12 different occasions, and it's worked every time.
Every time.
Except for the 11th time. That's okay.
Well, I guess we're going to have some final thoughts then with this episode. So who wants to kick us off first? You, Mr. Cosby, or Sammy, or CJ?
Let's let the ladies go first because I thought her hair was a dildo for a second. I don't know what it was. Let me put my glasses back on. I thought it was. I thought it was. I saw three different colors, and you know, the first thing that came to mind was either a jello shot or a dildo. I don't know.
It's not three different colors. Well, up here is black, and down here is purple.
You open your eyes, Billy, you fucking blind old motherfucker.
I am 70 goddamn years old. What do you expect? Horny, 70, and old.
77, dickhead.
I mean, come on.
Okay, so The Walking Dead. Final thoughts. Okay, I like every episode of The Walking Dead. There
That's
hasn't
your
really
problem.
Been one that I didn't like. But in the overall, like, fifth season, this has been the most fucking boring one. Everyone's turning into such a little fucking bitch, and it's pissing me off. Daryl used to be this badass motherfucker. Now he's getting choked out like no problem? Are you kidding me? That guy wasn't even that big. Rick's a badass, as per usual. He needs to marry me, like, ASAP. Carl's a
he
fucking
would never
cunt.
Marry an Indian at all.
He likes those hairy men.
It's true, he does, doesn't he?
Got a hairy beard for
you. It's always the cause you really want. Oh.
I kind of enjoyed the little existential crisis that Rick had on his face when the guy's just like, hey, are you a cop? And he's just like, didn't say anything, because that used to be Rick's, like, pride thing. He used to always wear the hat, he'd have the badge, and now he's slowly, you know, not doing that anymore. He's not that figure.
You like a man in uniform, don't you, baby girl?
I love a man in uniform.
Oh.
I think all women do that.
Let me get my black and white sweater on then, you know.
What else did I like?
You might be wearing an orange jumpsuit soon if you're not careful.
Wait, stop talking negative, please.
This episode was essentially just a build-up, but really poorly, like, done. It could have been more suspenseful. It could have been something. They could have rushed started to rush the hospital, at very least. You could have cut it off when they were about to open the door to, like, the fifth floor. That would have been cool. Sasha getting played, like, hard, too.
Stupid bitch.
What the fuck is that? Oh, the fishing scene, though, you guys. We can all have a peaceful moment, even in the zombie apocalypse.
You know, the best thing about the fishing scene is it's always nice to hunt for pussy. I mean, for fish when you're with a hot piece of ass. You know, that was always the best part of those scenes.
It's true. She did get wet.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with
that. Yeah. The shit. Fucking Abraham. And, like, that conversation between, what's her name, Maggie and Abraham, which is like, did you want me to shoot you? He's like, I thought I did, but then I didn't. How is that supposed to fucking mean something? You actually didn't want to die? I couldn't fucking tell. Oh, I'm blown away. Fuck this episode. Why are they doing this to me? I'm supposed to love this show. Why are they doing this to me?
I got something else you could love, baby girl.
Oh, I know you do, Mr. Cosby.
It's a red and green sweater for Christmas. Aw.
Aw.
What about you, Mr. Well, cool Seager?
Yeah, this episode was very, it was too boring. It was too boring. I don't know what they were trying to relay. They were trying to relay that everybody is contemplating about what they should do, I guess. You know, everybody was self-doubting themselves in this episode. The reveals weren't that great. There weren't really any reveals besides the cop giving Beth the key to do something. You know, and the doctor thinks that he shouldn't trust her. We don't know why. So we were interested to see how that plays out. Other than that too, you know, hopefully the groups all get back together at the hospital, even, the group that was heading to DC, hopefully they'll come back together too. So overall, I give this episode, you know, it was a pretty bad episode, pretty boring. I would not recommend it at all.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Cosby, or should I even not ask?
What in the hell, what in the hell is Sammy doing right about now? I've been watching for about 2 minutes, and it's been magic. It's amazing. These kids, that's the problem with today's youth, is they get distracted for about 2 fucking minutes, and when they need, they be worried about the shoes and the technology. But if you was amazing, you could spend $100 on that tablet, but you can't spend $50 on the Hooked on Phonics and learn how to, you see, that's what's wrong with today's youth. Now, stupid, but what are we talking about now, Wade? I'm just saying.
the pussy's back.
The pussy has never left. It's always been here, and it's never gonna go away. I'm just saying. That cat is saying, please let me go, bitch, because you've already raped me about 3 times. Aww.
And what about this episode, Mr. Cosby?
Oh, well, you know, the thing is, my man Wade, my main man Wade. Oh, my I didn't think, you know, as far as direction-wise, it wasn't bad. Everything technical about it is great. It's amazing. It looks beautiful cinematography-wise. I mean, the shots are like Kodak film, you know. It's just, it's gorgeous, you know. Zombies look perfect. I mean, damn near perfect. The problem with this episode was mainly characters' decisions of how stupid they are. And mainly, you got the black bitch, what's her name, Whoopi Goldberg, Lauren Hill, whatever her name is, Sasha, yeah, there you go, her name, that black bitch right there, she makes some of the stupid, she had the stupidest character arc in the whole episode, Daryl, he nearly gets eaten to death, and yet Rick wants to blow his fucking brains out, but he stops him. I don't know why. I mean, and then you got these slow moments where you got the death scenes were just, they were just boring. That bitch is just bad to look at. Like I said before, she looks like a goddamn clicker with all them stitches on her face, look like bloodshot wounds opening up a vagina. I don't know if she's a tampon or a band-aid, but somebody get that bitch fixed right away. You feel me? Oh, let me in then. Oh. What else do we have about here? Rick isn't getting enough screen time, and I'm getting sick and tired of that ignorant-looking big lip, big nose, wide nose, breathing all the white man's air, black bastard in the background. Who's from Everybody's Hate Chris? You feel me? Oh, let me in.
What are you talking about?
Let me in, then.
He's talking about Noah.
Fucks with your boy. Oh. I didn't
You're
think it was necessarily
Noah.
A horrible
You're
episode,
Noah,
but
Mr.
it damn sure wasn't interesting, and it was pretty damn boring. You feel me? Oh, let me in. Oh.
No, I'm not going to feel you. I'll let you in anyway. Thank you very much.
You've been letting me in for the past an hour now, Wayne. Oh.
Well, thank you for joining us, Mr. Cosby. That was very interesting. I hope you have all...
You're welcome, man. Hey, man, you know.
Hopefully you have some good news come your way soon.
What did you think about the episode, though, Wade? That's what the people want to know.
Everything you guys said, 100% I agree with.
That's why you went last, you son of a bitch. You just wanted to feel like your motherfucker.
I knew you guys were going to say absolutely everything I was going to say. There's not one thing you guys do not cover. It's that, I mean... Daryl's the one that's pissing me off the most. It's just, Rick is still perfect the way he's doing it, but yeah, he's listening to fucking other people too much. He needs to follow his own goddamn heart and just shoot people when they need to fucking die. But Daryl, man, you're pissing me off. You used to be the badass rebel of the group, and now you're just a puppet for Rick and the rest of them, and you're just, tough it up, man. Bring your fucking crossbow back and start shooting people. You know, man up.
He shoots people with that crossbow in the booty hole. Oh.
And so even the scenes with Beth, so couldn't give a shit about. Sasha got owned, and it makes her just look fucking stupid. And she's never been played for a stupid character until this episode. But yeah, and Tyrese, my god, man. He's gotta lose his shit eventually and do something, because he's starting to be just the typical bloody, you know, the babysitter who doesn't do shit. It's just, this episode, it was just a boring, really fucking boring episode, but clearly, hopefully, it's setting up for a good mid-season finale, but we will wait next week and we will know. Otherwise, that's it. I got nothing else to fucking say.
That was actually beautiful, Wayne. No, I'm glad.
Thank you very much.
Oh my god, oh.
Oh my god, for once Wayne contributed to the conversation. That wasn't, like, absolutely crazy. I'm shocked.
Yeah, this episode was fucking crazy enough as it was without me saying anything, so.
It's not as crazy as the time that, you know, about 2 years ago when this underage girl came into my possessions, and, you know, well, you know the rest of the story, y'all.
No, we don't, but we might know sooner or later.
You won't know a damn thing. Go.
Well, I guess that's it, people. Unless anything else, anyone else got any bullshit to say?
No, sir.
No, sir. What's a no, sir? I mean,
he's tried to be white because he knows I hate the niggers.
Well, people, that is another edition of the Walking Dead recap. And I have been Wayne.
And Chicago John.
I'm Sammy.
And I am Dr. Bill Huxtable Cosby.
And I guess we'll be back next week for the mid-season finale, people. So until then, fuck off and farewell.
Bye.
Later, everyone. Everyone, goodbye. Bye-bye.